והלכה יוד גימל יודלת יודלת מנחמוב תושניין בייס about Hilchus Kriya for the Mishnah Mikdash.
Okay, one of the things we do, of course, there's still no Beis HaMikdash, is you're supposed to tear Kriya. And there's this loophole and that loophole and other loopholes, but as I said, when someone called me up today to ask if they have to tear Kriya, I go, there's no Beis HaMikdash there, so you have to tear Kriya. If by the time you get there, there's a Beis HaMikdash, you don't have to tear Kriya. So, you have to tear Kriya, and then there's a whole, there's things you're supposed to say, you'll take a sitter with you, and you're supposed to. And the way we have our minhag is only to tear the shirt, not if you're wearing a jacket, let's say you would have to wear tear the jacket, but you wouldn't have to tear the shirt. You only have to tear the Beged Elyon, not like the way the Rambam says it, you have to tear Achius Galalibo. I think it's legitimate, I would say, to take off your jacket. You know, if you're wearing a jacket, you take it off and you're holding it, so you don't have to tear it, so you tear your shirt. That's legitimate, I think. But if you put on your jacket to daven, you're gonna have, and you're there, you're gonna have to tear it. Be aware of that.
Yeah.
If you put on the jacket, you're gonna have to tear it. Now that's the Beged Elyon. If you tear your jacket, you don't have to tear your shirt. But if you tear,
even if you took your jacket off.
But if you put it back on, what?
You tore your jacket. You're wearing it now. You took your jacket off. You were too hot. Now you take it out. You your shirt.
I don't know. It's good, Shiloh. It usually doesn't work that way, right? A person has a jacket. You know.
You switch shirts right after. You switch your jacket. Okay, the other thing?
Yes, if you're there. If you're there. And you're supposed to tear biyad, which is very hard to do. So you start off with a kli, but then you do the kli at home because you don't want to get put into the Russian compound or anything. I don't know what people do. You do a little at home, and then you tear the kriya, which is the tefach. You do that by hand, and okay, and you can do it as soon as you can. I mean, what seems to work the best is you do it both as you approach the Kosel and you feel you're at the Kosel and you see the dome. You really, the Kosel is not the Siva for Kriya, really. According to most Shitas, according to some it is. You're at the Mokum HaMikdash, that's called the Mokum HaMikdash, even though it's not a bias, but you see the dome, but you see the dome from a distance, like from the bus, you see the dome already. So it makes sense to me that you tear when you're there and you see the dome and you're at the Mokum as much as you could be, so that's a good time to tear Kriya. Okay.